Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to the Nigeria Story Podcast. This is episode 5 and 0.
Yay! I don't like it. You don't mind.
Yeah, my friends call me here to the Y, to the O, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the I, Ayodeji Adegbola. And here with me on the show. Wait, before I introduce her. My friends call me the political doctor, and some calls me the political evangelist. Don't mind that, she's jealous on the show. And here with me on the show, we have always our radio, you know, the podcast queen on the show.
Well, it's still Oluwatosin Adeola Dagunro. And you can also call me Lady Hygie. And from last week, I think I got a new one. I am your official calculator.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Where did you get that one from? No. You just got that. You are Lady Instagram. As far as I'm concerned, as far as we're concerned on the show.
IG. For Lady once, see, we are
Instagram.
See, today is the 50th episode. Let's try for once.
Yeah, no. You are Lady Instagram.
Yes.
As far as our fans are concerned, I don't know where how do you want them to place that?
As far as you are concerned,
no,
it is Lady IG.
How do you want them to?
As far as they are concerned,
no.
It is Lady IG.
I insist. Short
from her, Igagboyemi.
Okay,
the official calculator.
I can see Shola from Lagos right now. And say, who is this lady, whatever, calculator, whatever you call yourself, I don't know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are so sorry this show is coming a little bit behind schedule. Well, because of some little bit of technical issues that we had, and thank God it has been resolved. And you know, we are to speak, and we are to discuss Nigeria. At the same time, we have to discuss the way forward to the so many idea-headed problems that we have in Nigeria. So on this show today, we'll be discussing something very, very interesting, something very, very important, something that borders on all Nigerians as far as they are citizens of this country. And please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this timer.
Just for you. I hope I don't forget to breathe when I'm around you. And I'm around you.
You don't do me.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, last week I told you I was going to run away from Nigeria. You know, I was doing my calculations and what have you. Well, let me start from that. Maybe you can tell them what happened to me when I got to the airport.
Did you get to the airport? I guess you are still looking for the last 20 naira. And I told you that I should give you. You said no. Well. I guess it's the 20 naira that is keeping you waiting.
Well, you know, things are a little bit hard in Nigeria, kind of.
Oh, I thought when I offered to help, you said 1,001 persons can give you. Well, so our fans outside, maybe anyone can help you.
No, if
donate 20 naira to Ayodeji for him to go.
If someone will accept that your donation, it's just like the devil's spoon. You know, when you want to eat the devil, I know that you used to collect something more than 20 naira for me.
I need to be careful. Said make me your official calculator. That's just all. As simple as that.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, I would advise that you please listen to our previous episode so that you can follow. You can do that by following us on www.anchor.fm/The Nigerian Story Podcast. The Nigerian Story Podcast. Or you can easily just search on Google, search The Nigerian Story Podcast. The Nigerian Story Podcast. Then you can listen to our to episode 49. Maybe you're going to get across and maybe you can relate to what she's just talking about. Well, last week, eventually, when I got to the airport last week, yeah, something happened. And if you know, you want to know what happened, just I'm your WhatsApp. I'm going to tell you. Don't let me increase. Don't let me tell everybody on the show what happened to your WhatsApp. You want to say something? What is it?
I don't know what happened.
You don't know.
I'm sure you did not get to the airport last week.
Okay. So because of what happened to me last week, you know, I was looking for money.
I know
you're
still looking for 20 naira.
Don't worry. Everything is going to be sorted out. You know, Nigeria self, they're having their own problem. And that's what we are talking about on the show. So ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we'll be talking about the topic Nigerians' debt profile and its implication on the citizen. We are talking about borrowing loans here and there in Nigeria, and at the same time we're looking at its implication on Nigerians. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nigeria, just like every other countries of the world, they are also owing some people some money. I know you know that. Meanwhile, it's not just Nigeria. We have some very big countries, I mean, the so-called big powers, world powers, that are also owing money too. So this is not just a Nigerian thing. This is the world thing. People borrow money just like you borrow money. So the country also borrows money when they are broke. That's it. So, but Nigeria's external debt is considered to be the biggest in sub-Sahara Africa. You know, well, Nigeria is big.
We have post.
We have post. Nigeria is big. At the same time, if you know now, my people will say in our dialect, they will say Eninla. You know, the size of your head determines the size of, sometimes they will say the size of your problem at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but I think that should not always be. But unfortunately, Nigeria is topping in sub-Sahara Africa. So this whole situation of borrowing started way back in the mid-1970s. Around the mid-1970s, we had around $1.5 billion. That Nigeria was owing, and around 1975, yes, Nigeria it's increased to around $2.5 billion. Yes, that's around 1975, and it's reached $8.9 billion in 1980s. But why do we have this whole thing? I mean, why do we have an increasing rate of borrowing? It's all just because, number one, we have, because of the agreement that we have this non-concessional interest loan that we got ourselves into, and at the same time the decline in oil. So all those things resulted into, you know, we are not that buoyant again, and something went the other side. So around 2005, during the tenure of President Olusegun Obasanjo, the loan was around, we were owing around $30 billion, around $30 billion. But fortunately for Nigeria was actually granted some loan relief, and Nigeria was granted around $18 billion loan relief, and Nigeria had to repay around $12 billion back to the creditors. Nigeria had to pay back. Got so good, Nigeria was able to pay back the loan. They were able to pay back $12 billion, and Nigeria was not owing no much, anything at all, around 2005, between 2005 and 2007. But fast forward to 2015, you can't believe Oluwatosin. It jumped to around, from zero, almost zero, it jumped to around $63.8 billion, just like that. From 2005 to 2015, Nigeria hold around $63.8 billion, and now in 2020, they said, according to the Debt Management Office, that's DMO, they said that Nigeria right now in 2020, Nigeria hold around $84.574 billion. We are just calling billion dollar. Now, as of February this year, 2021, Nigeria is owing, guess how much? $32.2 trillion. Yes.
So it has jumped from billion
to trillion. Trillion. Yes, from billion to trillion. So the thing is just that if this continues, you know, the borrowing, Nigerians are even very sarcastical. Now they are even very sarcastic. Now they are saying that very soon we'll just sell our country. We sell Nigeria off. Now I think the problem to me is not borrowing, because borrowing is not a crime. You can be broke and you can borrow, but what you do with the money is the issue.
I wanted to ask that question, that, okay, why have we been borrowing? What for? Because that has been a question that has always been on my mind. We say we borrow for this, we borrow for that, because I don't know why you want you to answer that question. Why are we actually boring? Because I can't see something that is really going on that we can say, okay, this is why the country is boring.
Okay, let me make an example. Nigeria is just like a family man that actually had five daughters. That actually have five daughters and so on. But unfortunately for this man, he was broke. And the next thing this man did was he had to go to a bank to borrow a loan. And he borrowed 100,000 naira for them. And when he borrowed the money, he went to use that money to buy rice, to buy beans, to buy biscuits, lollipop, whatever for the family. And when he bought them, as important as it seems to be, he bought those things and he also went to the market. He used the loan to buy clothes. Heavy clothes is very important. He bought clothes. He changed the children's wardrobe. He bought food for them. They were able to eat. And at the same time, he changed their clothes. He bought wristwatches, shoes, and what have you for them. You know? And at the end of the month, the bank came knocking. Coco, Coco, Mr. Man, where is our money? And story started coming up. So that is just, Nigeria can be likened to that. You know, majority of the money we collect or the loans we act for and we actually get, they are not really judiciously utilized. That is the problem. Imagine the government borrowing to pay salaries. You know, you borrow money to pay, or you borrow money to create infrastructures. You borrow money to create jobs. That way, it's going to be productive for the society. But some of our government, what they do is that some of the successive government we've had, what they do is to borrow money and they use the borrowed money to pay salary. We all know of this bailout funds and just what have you. Now, look at it. When you are borrowing money not to build infrastructures, and in fact, you borrow money is not even the problem. Some of this money, some of the so-called borrowed money are even siphoned. You know, some of this borrowed money are even siphoned. It is in Nigeria that you hear the looted phone has been re-looted. thief carry. Another thief come carry him.
Which means the money is destined to be looted.
To be thieved if there is anything like that. Thief versus thief. So it's just annoying. The kind of ideology and the kind of government that we've been having. Well, I cannot totally say it's all the government that have been having this issue, but at least a sizable number of our governments, successive governments so far, have been experiencing or have been in this issue. But the problem that we are talking about, or what the point we are trying to talk about, is that how do we utilize the loans that we borrow? Well, Oluwatosin, one of my prayers is just that I hope that our children are born, they will not use their destiny to borrow loans.
Amen.
No, it's actually on a lighter note. But the thing is, the rate at which you borrow money, paying back may be a problem.
You know, borrowing money is not even actually the problem at hand, but borrowing money to add onto debt that is on ground. You have a debt on ground and then you are still borrowing more. And recently, there is still another plan on the way to borrow more.
Yes, sir. So just you know, when people have been clamoring for the present government, they'll be like, this guy should just trend it with care. And the agreement they had with China lately about the train and just what have you, the agreement they had, the loan and the what have you that they are talking about lately, and the agitation of the masses saying that if care is not taken, the masses are saying that they are trying to cede Nigeria away to China. Mm-hmm. But the agreement is so as such that if it is not well suited, if Nigeria cannot refund the money, something will happen. They will come and take over that particular sector. That's according to the minister. Okay. They will come and take over that thing they use their money to build, and that they can generate their money.
Okay, but so that they can help to generate back their own money.
Exactly.
And then when they are done, they can go back or they can still stay.
So just no, I don't know. That's another. That's neo-colonialism. If that's what we are going to, if that's what we are going to call it. So you don't borrow money that which you cannot pay back. And these people, they are just borrowing money, not really thinking of how they will want to pay back. So it will be. Don't be surprised that eventually, by the time we have a new government, the new government may be battling with paying loan, paying debt. We'll be battling with debt. Debt upon debt, and they may not be able to recover and pay back eventually.
We will not even have time for any other thing.
Then the only thing that they may be fighting, talking about, is debt. And him too, the new government too, they may not be able to do. They may not be able to work than to because the money on ground may not be enough. Them too, they will be looking out for
how to sort for more debt
upon debt. So that's just it. So if Nigeria is not careful, I hope that we are not going to fall into this very deep trap which we are about to fall into, and there's something they call China's Chinese trap. I hope that we are also not going to fall into that too. So ladies and gentlemen, I actually want to personally, I feel that one of the things we can do to safeguard ourselves so that we can pay all of this loan back and just one of these things back is, number one, we need to cut down our expenses, our government expenses. I mean how much we spend running our government,
like
the national expenses and what have you. We need to cut down everything. The unfortunate thing is that this our government, they are aware of it. They cannot tell me that they don't know all of this. They have advisors, but the thing is that I pray that they listen, because if they eventually do not listen, everything, all of these things are actually coming on the masses. They are the masses. The masses are actually going to pay. Well, listeners, the point we are trying to drive out and make this evening is the fact that we need to find a way for those of us that has connections with the government and links to the government. You know, there's an adage in my dialect. They will say, the king has ear in the village or in the bush. The king has ear in the town. It is the people. So for those of us that can reach to the executives, the House of Senate, the House of Assembly, and what have you, we should try to pressurize them and also learn to speak to them. That we should try to discourage the whole idea of borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. But you can borrow to finance a very, very sound infrastructure. Myself and you can attest to the fact that we can attest to how many billions and how many billions of naira that has gone into our power sector, and what can we show to it? What can we show for it?
I would also like to add that, well, in as much as we can lend our voice to speak to those in power, you can also use this medium to call on, you know, the financial analysts, the economists that, you know, have good understanding of those things. And sometimes there is someone somewhere in an undisclosed or unidentified corner that has great ideas on how these things can work. So if you know you have a way where it can work, please lend your voice.
Borrowing is good, but borrowing and using the money judiciously is very important. Ladies and gentlemen, this is myself and Olatosin signing out on the show today. Please do well to join us on the next episode of the Nigerian State Podcast. At the same time, you can follow us on our previous episode on anchor.fm/ The Nigerian Story Podcast. At the same time, you can also send us a message via WhatsApp on 081 on +234 081 338 714 80. You can follow Oluwatosin on Echoes of Silence every fourth Friday, where she talks about issues bordering sex education majorly. At the same time, you can also follow me, myself, and Joy on Aloe Radio every Tuesday, where we discuss another platform where we discuss issues pertaining to Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that we love you, and please stay safe. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I am still there. Please, if you wish to sponsor the program, send a message to us and we'll respond promptly. Money matters and it's very important. Catch you later. Bye.